You're holding Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. Come on the top. The Shaila was again that Boi Minei Rav Kana Mirav. Rav Kana asked the Shaila from Rav that Yesh Drusa Lechosel or Yesh Drusa Lechosel. If a cat attacks an animal, does it make it into a treifa? Is the treifa of a Drusa by a chosel? So Rav answered back and said, Af Lechudu Yesh Drusa. Like not only for a cat, but even for a weasel. Also, if it attacks something, we'll soon see what, it makes it into a treifa, into a drusa. So we say it gives off some poison, and that poison goes and burns it in, and makes it into a hole that makes it into a treifa. Another shaliyah, yesh drusa l'chuda, or yesh drusa l'chuda, what's going to be by a weasel? Does a weasel have a drusa or not? So Amalei answered back, Rav, and said, af l'chosel ein drusa, no, even a cat does not have a drusa. If a cat attacks something, it does not make it into a treifa. So Chutzitzrustira, first he says a chosel makes a drusa, and then he says a chosel does not make a drusa. So we'll soon see. Then he asks the shala, what's going to be? Lechosel ulechuda, yesh lem drusa. He asks them both together. What's the locker of a cat and a weasel? If they attack something, does it make it into a treifa or not? Or ein lem drusa, maybe no. Or Malay, so Rav answered back and said, yes, that depends. That lechosel yesh drusa. If a cat attacks it, it does make it into a drusa. It makes a treifa. But lechuda, if a weasel attacks it, then ain't drusa, there's no drusa. So what's going on here? They'll steer with the kalachis. So my answer is like this. For lekash, there's no steer over here. Hod the yom malay af lechuda yesh drusa. That's what he started off to say. Not only a cat, but even a weasel, if it attacks something, it makes a treifa, it makes a drusa. That's biyofis, if they attack a bird. If a cat or a weasel attacks a bird, that bird becomes a treif for the yesh drusa. Now, what would the yomalei? That did Rav answer back and said, af lechosel ein drusa, even for a cat. There's no treifus of a drusa. He was talking about the imri rabravi, like a big sheep. On big sheep, there even a cat cannot make it into a treifa. And what would the yomalei? That did Rav answer back and said, there's a difference. That lechosel yesh drusa. For a cat, it doesn't make a drusa, but lechuda ain't drusa. For a weasel, it does not make a drusa. Rav was talking about over there, bigdim utloim, he's talking about there, to attack the kid or a lamb. Those are small sheep, that it makes a tridat a chosel, yes, and a weasel, no. Now the Gemara asks, boy Ravashi, Ravashi has to shout like this, shah roifus temeyim, the other type of roifus temeyim, there's a chutz for an agath and a nace, a chutz for a hawk and a nace, that agath, that the, it says before, doesn't make a drusa. What's going to be by shah oifus temeyim? Yesh lem drusa, yeh lem drusa. If they attack another bird, that do they have arrows, do they have poison that would burn inside, make a treifa, or not? So, Malay Rav Hillel. Le Rav Ashi, Rav Hillel, Sabbat Rav Ashi, that kevin and bay Rav Kana, when I was by Rav Kana, Rav Kana said like this, that shah oifus temeim, other birds, other temeimdika birds, yesh lem drusa, yes, they also have this eris, this poison, that when they attack another bird, they could burn, it makes a treifa. So Morias I, Bonan Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that says, O drusas hanates, biyof hadak, that mash moni hook, that makes a treifa. Nothing else? It says only drusas hanates, biyof hadak. So Morias says that Drusa sanates by the kavosei, the yinech by the zutru minayu. The pshat is like this: that a hawk, if it attacks even another bird its same size, it also can make it into a treifa. Mashenkin, the other birds, the other shar oifus temeim, only if they attack a smaller bird, there they make it into a treifa. But if they attack a bird the same size, they do not make a treifa. And the ikad yamri, some says like this: that drusa sanates. That's what the Mishnah says, a nate, a hawk, if it attacks another bird, it makes it into a treifa, that's even a bigger bird. But the inuch, the other, sha'oifus temeyim, bidikavasayu, they only make a treifa if they attack a bird at the same size, but if they attack a bigger bird, it does not make it into a treifa. And it says, Omer Rav Kano, Mishmeh Rav Simi Barashi, Ein Drusa L'Shoyel. He says, if a fox attacks, another animal, it does not make it into a treifa, it does not have this arrows, this poison, does not burn. The Gemara says, Aini, it's not true. Ivo, Kiyosi, Rav Dimu, Rav Dimu came. Omri said like this, that Maisa once happened a case, Vidoras Shual Rochel, that a fox attacked a Rochel, a lamb, Bemerchat Shabesini, in this bathhouse of Besini, Obo Maisa Nechamim, and they brought the Shal upon the Chamim, is this Rochel, is it a treif or not? And the Yomru, they said, yes, Trusa, yes, that a shul of fox, if he attacked it, it is a Trusa. So who you see a shul does have a din Trusa. So my answer is, Amrav Safra, Hahi Chosel Heve, there was not really a fox, it was a cat. And a cat that we had before, on a small sheep, it makes a Trusa. And the pshat is that a cat has this poison that burned through, and a fox does not have it. The Ikudiyami, some say, Om Rav Kana Mishmedi Rav Simi Barashi. Rav Kana said, over the name of Rav Simi Barashi, that Yesh Drusa L'Shul, yes, that a fox, if he attacks an animal, he does have errors, he does have this poison that makes it for Drusa becomes a treifa. So Moyas Aini, it's not true. Ivo Kosi Rav Dimi. Omri said like this, that Mice had once happened the case with Doras Shual Rocha B'Merchat Shabesini, that a fox once attacked a lamb in this bathhouse of Beis Hinni, or bore mice of Nechomim, and the shallah came in front of Nechomim, so Yom Nechomim said, Ein Drusa, that is Ksheira, they said, Ein Drusa, the quantus mice is just the opposite as before. Before the mice were, they said it was a Drusa, now they're saying, no, Ein Drusa. So Omer Safra said, Haru Kelev, why are you just the opposite? There the mice was, it was a Kelev that attacked, and he holds the Kelev, that has no Drusa. It's only a shayla chosul and a shul, but a kel of a dog that does not have this poison, that does not make a treifa. Now, Omar Abaya says, Naktinim, we hold, and Jerusalem biyad, that when an animal, a chosul or a shul attacks, we say there's a treifa, so a drusa, that's only if it's front legs, with the hands. Lafuki regal, delay, but the back legs, no, the reg rushes achreino, that does not have this error, that does not make a treifa. Now, Ein Drusa L'Pitziporin, who within his own Yedrusa, he uses his nails. Lafuka comes to exclude Shane, if it just uses teeth, a bite, there it does not give off errors. The errors comes out with his claws, with its nails. Now, Ein Drusa L'Midas, also it only gives off this poison if the animal does the Midas. Is Lafuka Shloim Midas, if it does it Shloim Midas, Rashi says that he doesn't realize it. Rashi says, the Chivra, the Shloim Midas, Nafal, let's say he fell on an animal, Shloim Midas, Kogoyim min Agag, ala Beima. Let's say the wolf, the shua, the fox, or the cat, fell off the roof on top of an animal. So even though his nails got stuck into the back of the animal, still Rashi says, a mashlich bo'eris. He does not shoot off this poison, therefore it's not called a treifa. Shloim Midas, if he doesn't realize he's like attacking him, then there's no treifa. Another locker is that Ein Drusela Mechayim, only if the animal is still alive. Lafuk liacha misa deloi, that lacha misa it's not called a Drusa. So Rashi says the Havminer is, Shemei Sari, that the lion died while it was attacking the animal. Viachakach, or forget, the lion died first, and Viachakach nofal al b'heimam. And then after it died, the dead lion fell on top of an animal. So such a case, even though now when the lion comes down on top of the animal, his claws, the nails, go into the animal, still it does not shoot off the yeris. That's the klal of Ein Drusa, Ela Mechayim, Le'afuka Le'achamisa. The light, Le'achamisa, is not called a Drusa. So versus Amri, versus a question like this, Hashtu Shloimidas, or Ma'ataloi, you told me the first halacha, that if the animal attacks Shloimidas, he doesn't realize it. He's just falling. Still doesn't give up any errors, doesn't make a trade for, if the animal died, if the lion died, and then it falls down on top of an animal, pshita, enucho shloimidas, godom is there? So what's the chiddish, if I hear that shloimidas does not make a trade for, that you have to tell me a mesa cannot, pshita mesa cannot make a trade for. So my answer is, leitzricha, the chiddish is like this, leitzricha, the doris, that no, the lion attacked another animal, when the lion was alive. And then they cut off its hands. So now the hand is still stuck in the animal. So here's the Kiddush. I would have thought to say, Bahadi the Doris Shadizurei, when does the lion, or when does the Doris send off its poison? The Shasat first puts its nails into the animal. When it first puts its fingers in there, that's when it shoots off this Dura, the poison. So over here, since the lion put his paws in there, put his nails in there, he shot off the poison, so it should be a treifa. Even though now we cut off the hands. As Kamashman, that's the Kiddush know, that Bahadi the Sholif shot his Yura. When does the Dervis, when does the animal send off its poison? That's when it pulls out its hand, when it takes the hand out. So the hand that they cut off the hand when it was still attached, still in there, so when it came out, it was a mace already, the hand. That's the Kiddush, that there's no treifa. Now, Omar Rabbo, Barav Hunom, Omar Rab, name of Rab, that Ari, if you have a lion, Shenichnas lebein ashvorim, he goes into the middle of a corral of oxes, v'nimtzo tziporin, begaboi shalechmehen. Then later we find the nail of the lion stuck in the back of one of the shvorim, one of the oxes. The locher is, ein cheshishin shemari doris. We're not afraid, maybe they remade a drusa there, and therefore it should be a treifa. That's what you would think about. But here, no, we're not afraid about this. Question is, why not? So Rashi says, the case was, Nimsa Sipur means Tulusha Begaba. We find like a detached nail stuck onto the back of the ox. So why? This is my timer. The look is like this, because Roiva Royus Dorsum. True, Roiva Lions, Doris, they do attack. On the Utanain Dorsum, but there are some, there is a Mia that does not attack. Now, Vachola Doris, usually a lion that attacks, ain't Sipur in the Shmetis. That its nail does not fall off, the nail goes in and goes out with the lion. The Zeis over here, Hoya v'tzipur n'yeshevas lebegaboi, since we found now this nail stuck on back of the ox, Amai have a right to say, v'koysel neschachech, that you know where this nail got stuck on the back of the ox, not because the lion attacked him, but the nail was stuck into a wall, and the ox scratched itself against the wall, and therefore the nail in the wall got stuck in the animal. Rashi says, Hashor, v'tzipur n'zul v'koysel oysa, this nail was already stuck before in the wall, and now when the ox scratches himself there, the nail comes onto his back, and that's not a treifa. That's why we're not afraid there was a treifa of the Ari, would rather say it came from the wall. Samora says, no. Ema, why don't I say, well, Adarabba, the opposite. Why don't I say, Rav Shvarim Eschachachin? True, Rav Axes rub themselves against the wall. Umiyutan Eim Eschachachin, and there is a Miyutu of Shvarim that do not scratch themselves against the wall. Now, the klal usually is, the Cholam Eschachach, and Tziporin Yeshevaslei, the Gaboi. Usually, even if you scratch yourself against the wall, you don't get stuck with a nail. Like usually there are not nails there in the wall. If not mistaken with the nail now, she gets stuck in the back of the animal. If so, this ox, since it has hoyov tziporin yeshevas labagabay, since it has a nail of a lion stuck in the back of it, Ema, I should rather say, Ari Dorsu, that the lion was Dorsim, attacked him, and therefore it should be a treifa. So Mor says, really, you're right. You could say both ways. It's a good suffix. What happened? And therefore, the klal is, we have a right to lead the animal, the cheskas ksheris, and the hevelay suffix drusa. Therefore, it remains the loch of the suffix drusa. And Rav, the time, Rav goes according to his own reasoning. The Amad, he says, ain cheshishin le suffix drusa. We only have a suffix if an animal was nervous or not. As in the zone of Yisofik, we leave the animal the cheskas kashrus, and we say the animal is still kashrus, not a treifa. They're also true, it's a doubt. But in Yisofik, we go lekula. Now, Omer Abaye says, Lo Yamorin, this is on, he said, Elit Sipurin. Only if the only thing you find in the back of the ox was the nail itself. If you find the Sipurin itself, Avumokim Sipurin, and find the place of the Sipurin, then Cheshishin, then we are afraid. So Rashi says, Mokim Tziporin means, Shalei Nishmat, Leninza Shama Tziporin, Elo Mekoimoi. It's Nikit Mokim Makosa Nikka Beshor. No, you don't find the actual nail right now stuck in the shore. You only see clearly a mark that was made by the nail. But we don't find the nail there. then we say for sure, then we have a bigger sefer to say it was really the Ari, it was regular Ari that was Doras. Therefore we say it is a treifa. So if you find the nail stuck in the back of the shor, that's not so shchir that it should fall off from the Ari itself. There's mustafa came off the wall. But if it's not stuck in the shor, only the mokum, we just see it was scratched there with nails, adarabba, that's a proof to say the Ari did it, and therefore it would be a treifa. Question. Even if you find the nail itself also, when do we go to kula elolecha? Only if it's wet, Rashi says shahoya badam, there's some blood on the nail. Avu yevesha, but let's say it's a dried out nail, then avda demishtamit, then yes, then it's chiyach that it comes off from the lion, and therefore could be the lion was doris attacked this animal, the shore, and while he attacked him, the nail came off because it was a dried one. So with a dry nail, then we're more afraid it was a doros. Now, v'leichanam, even when we find the nail to be wet, like have some blood on it, lo yomar, we only say it's l'kula el'chada. If you only find one nail, avatati t'las chashinan, but if you find two or three nails there, stuck into the back of the yak, then we are afraid that mistamer came from the shore, and therefore be a treifa. Now, v'hu dekaima b'dor v'disichufei. Also, it has to be that these two or three nails are in the same row, like as if it came from the hand of the Ari. In other words, b'dor v'disichufei looks like the paw of the Ari. Some we say it was the Ari that stuck his nails in here, and that's what made the drusa. It may learn like this. Rav Omar Rav says, Ein Choshishin Sofik Drusa. We'll soon see what the case is. When you have a Sofik, if it was a Drusa or not, so we have Sofik, we don't call it Kula. We have a right to say that the animal took Shaira. But Shmuel Omar Shmuel says, no, Choshishin Sofik Drusa. We have a Sofik, if the animal became a Treif or not, Sofik used to be right, so you have to go to Chumra. So Moses says like this, the Kula Yam, everybody agrees, Sofak oil, Sofik lay oil. If you have a suffix whether the lion came into the corral of the oxes altogether or not, so then not lay oil. You have a right to go to Kula to say that we have a chazak to say like the lion did not come in, and therefore the shvar must still be cheskas ksheris. Suffix if he came in altogether or not, then everybody, even Shmuel, would agree to go to Kula. What's going to be though, we know somebody came in and somebody attacked the animals. But Sofik Kalba, Sofik Shunro, we have a Sofik whether it was a dog or whether it was a cat. Again, a cat on a small, on a kid or a lamb makes a drusa. A dog does not. So you have a Sofik, what was it that came in? So in such a case, Eima Kalba oil. Also you have a right to go to Kulu to say that it was the dog that came in and not the cat. What's going to be though, Shosik, the Isuv Binayu. The oil Shosik Visa Binayu. Let's say a lion came in and sat down between the oxes, sat down quietly. So by the Ema Shalma Shavya, we have right to say that he made peace between them. And therefore also there's no treifus. What's going to be Kota Resha Dechad Binayu? Let's say we see the way the lion tore apart one head of one ox. So also, Nach Merisichai, we have read to say they took out his anger on this one ox, and on the rest of them there's no chash of drusa. What's going to be Iyu Kormi Avil? Let's say the lion is groaning, making noises. The Yinul, they also, Kormarakakir, they're also making noises, they're also shouting. So also could be, but you say Kormavasei Adodi, it could be just they're scared one another. And it could be that the lion